Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about generation in Chinese. We have Norita Hertz. She is the economist, the best-selling author, the chief economics correspondent at ITV in the UK. Hi, Norita.
Hi, Xiaolan. It's fantastic to be on your show.
Thank you. 你好. Right. You have a theory called Generation K. Can you share with us what it's about?
Yes. Well, for the past 3 years, I have been studying, analysing, researching 14 to 22-year-olds. It's a generation that I call Generation K. K because named after Katniss Everdeen, the heroine of the Hunger Games.
I love it.
Do you love that? Do you love that show? Yeah, because there's been a lot of research done already on millennials, on this older cohort, 23 to 35-year-olds. But what I realised was people didn't understand the generation who was coming next. And what I found out by interviewing over 3,000, doing focus groups, doing a lot of research with this group, is that they're very different from the older millennials. And I call them K because unlike the older millennials who grew up in this yes, we can environment, an environment of hope and economic boom time, this generation have been shaped profoundly by the economic downturn post the 2008 financial crisis and by this world of growing existential threat.
Yeah, terrorism.
Terrorism, which is... It's not that the world is objectively more dangerous today than it once was. It's just for this generation, they are made aware of how dangerous the world is 24/7 on their smartphones.
Right.
And it's this sense of kind of existential threat coupled with this sense of less hope because of a poorer economic climate than a decade ago.
Right.
That is really profoundly shaping them. Their world is actually very much like the world of Katniss Everdeen, dystopian, unequal, harsh.
Right. Oh, wow. So before we go deeper later, let's learn how to say generation in Chinese.
Okay.
Right. It's 世代.
世代.
世代. That's it.
世代.
Yep. And 世 means the world. And 代 is generation after generation. And it's more literal meaning because when we say era, that could cover a long period of time. But then dai here means from my father to me and then from me to my children, that type of dai. So 世代 means generation.
世代.
So in Chinese, it's slightly different from English. English, we say generation K.
Yes.
And in Chinese, we swap the two. So we say K generation. K 世代.
K 世代.
K 世代, that's it. So next time when you go to give a speech in China, in Tianjin for the Summer Davos, you can say K 世代.
K 世代.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be fascinating to be doing this research in China. Mm-hmm. I've been researching in the United States and Europe, but I haven't actually done any research in China yet. And I wonder if what I'm finding, a generation that's been shaped in this very particular way, is going to be the same when we move to an emerging market or not. Because actually, China, in this period where the West has been in this decline, China's been having its boom. Are the Chinese K-shidai going to be more like millennials? I'm not sure. So it'd be fascinating to look into that.
I would be really interested to know about that because in some way we say, yes, Chinese young people between 14 to 22, they have similar ecosystem, like they have
technology
and they have the same threat and the same lack of self-identity, that type of thing. But in that period, the children or teenagers, actually most of them are from one-child policy. So that could be slightly different in a way.
The younger, getting different messages from their parents. In my research, one of the things that's come out is how risk-averse this new generation is. So they drink less, they have less sex, they take less drugs than previous generations, but they're also much more hardworking, much more pragmatic. So I'm doing some research at the moment specifically on K-shidai.
K-shidai.
Oh, I like this one. I keep repeating it. K-shidai and the future of work.
Right.
And looking at what kind of employees are they, because obviously they're the next coterie for employers to be thinking about. Much more hardworking, much more pragmatic, much more realistic than the older millennials for whom, you know, who thought they'd get the corner office within a year or two.
Yeah.
And also much more sober, much more serious, really anxious. I mean, is that something you've seen in China?
Oh, yeah. I can see that in my children for sure.
Your English children.
Yes, I can see that. But at the same time, yes, there's a mixture of both. On one hand, if you chat with your Chinese friends, they may tell you something called strawberry generation.
Ah, what's that?
Strawberries, they look pretty, but they are not very enduring.
Oh.
Easy to be crushed.
Oh.
So they use this to describe the younger generation, not all, but certain characteristic. Some young people, they may look presentable, but they can't really work as hard, or they can't take pressure, or they easily to lose their self-confidence.
I see. So they're very far removed from Katniss Everdeen, from this gritty character.
Yes.
And is that partly, you think, partly because of the one-child policy they've been spoilt?
That's right. Partly because of that. And then at the same time, having said that, a lot of Chinese, especially the younger generation, they are very competitive. Mm. And it's part of the culture thing. And they were told during the young age that they had to stand out, and then they need to be the glory of the family. They take that very seriously, especially the academic achievement. And they really work hard for that. And if you look at a lot of university survey,
yes,
they often say, especially in America or in the UK, they look at the Chinese students the way they score highly, partly because they work hard,
yes,
and partly because they are trained very good at exams.
Yes. So in the United States and Europe, they definitely have a hard work ethic,
mm-hmm,
this generation. I mean, much harder than before. And in fact, I had in one survey that I did, there was a question, how hard would you be willing to work in order to have the career that you want? And the majority answered that they would be willing to work night and day in order to have the career they wanted. So that was interesting.
Yeah, that's
it's
amazing.
Not what you would immediately think about teenagers.
Yep.
But yes, I think we're very far from educating our children in the same way as I've seen Chinese children are being, mm-hmm, educated, especially in subjects like maths.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are just trained so well to do that so well.
Yes.
Yeah. My daughter is 14, so she is in the case.
I have met your daughter.
Yes. And then my son is 12. So what generation do you think he will be?
Ah, you see, now I have to, on the spot, come up with a whole name for a
That's
new
right.
generation, do I? I don't know. I mean, what one would expect is that there are going to be shared characteristics. So when one decides to essentially define a generation, which I've done myself,
mm-hmm,
there is going to be some blurring. So I would expect there to be some traits. But for your 14-year-old, even though, of course, one of the things that really is unique to this generation is their relationship with technology, because they really are the first smartphone generation. They really are a generation for whom there is a seamlessness, mm-hmm, with technology in a way that even for a 22-year-old, they just don't have that fluency. So that's probably pretty similar. It'll be interesting to see what those differences are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got a sample of 2, which is not very statistically significant for me to try and unpack some.
Yeah, but I already have my whole hands full. Right. Well, thank you very much, Norina, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about generation, 世代 in Chinese. I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Norina.
再见.